AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is staring down his many critics this morning, saying his idea of banning Muslims from entering this country is appropriate because the U.S. is at war against extremists. This is Trump at a rally in South Carolina last night.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
This morning, rival Republicans, Democrats, and others are targeting Trump, who says he doesn't care about them. He's right. House Speaker Paul Ryan just said he's wrong.
What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for, and more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
Paul Ryan says Trump's idea to bar Muslims also violates at least two constitutional amendments. The FBI has concluded that the married couple who opened fire in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 people and wounding 21, had embraced radical ideology long ago. And just days before the attacks, they went to a local shooting range, says the FBI's Dave Bowditch.
We do have evidence that both of these subjects did some participated in target practice in some ranges within the metro area or within the Los Angeles area.
Two employees who survived the attack say they and their colleagues reacted as they had been trained to do in case of such an event. They hid under some tables and kept quiet. Looks like the job market is moving along okay. The government says employers advertised 2.7% fewer jobs in October, the last month for which there are figures, but the number of jobs posted overall is still healthy. The Dow is down 131. This is AP Radio News. A judge in South Africa is letting Olympic blade runner Oscar Pistorius remain under house arrest at his uncle's mansion while he awaits his murder trial sentencing in April. An appeals court has convicted Pistorius of murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. AP correspondent Lindsay Chutel is in Johannesburg.
He was granted bail of 10,000 rand, which is just under $700. He'll be kept under house arrest at his uncle's home. In the meantime, the defense lawyers are planning an appeal to South Africa's highest court, the Constitutional Court. And the state prosecution didn't seem too worried about the appeal. Prosecutor Harry Nell said that he doesn't think that Mr. Pistorius' appeal stands much chance.
Pope Francis pushed open the great bronze doors of St. Peter's today to launch his Holy Year of Mercy. He declared that mercy should trump moralizing in the church. Security was heightened at the Vatican after the Paris terror attacks. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.